We're starting on Erevin, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. That's page 20, the second side, two lines from the bottom. Amrav Yitzhak Varada. Rav Yitzhak Varada said, "Lahutu pasi baros oli regam vilvad." The Mishnah, the Gemara says, this that we permitted to set up these boards was only for the people when they went up to Olah Regel, to go up to the holidays the three times a year alone. Vasanya, the Mara asked a question from the following braisa. It says, Lohutru pasi barois el legali behem vilvad. The Mara seems common from a braisa that only said it's permitted to use these well boards for the animals alone, and not, as from the connotation of the opening statement, for the people. So the Talmud answers my behema. It means behema ole regalim. It was only permitted for the animals of the ole regalim, those who went up to see the base of meter three times a year, of al adam. But a person mitapes v'oila mitapes v'yayred. A person has himself climb up or climb down. If you look at Rashi, Rashi defines what is metapes. Eichus biyadov v'raga b'kol solim. He grabs with his hands and his feet in the walls. V'nichnas v'yotahin, he comes in and out. And mifates is carpalos, I think it's a language of climbing. In fact, the Maor asks, Eini, that can't be. V'amarav Yitzhak amarav Yehuda amashmuel. Yehuda said, Yitzhak said in the name of Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, Lo hutri by pasi baros elo leber maim chaim bolvad. This that we allowed, this special permissibility to who? Drink the water, or to go down and get the water to, that you have to go into the source of water and to bring it towards your animals or so on. Does it, the Mishnah's, the seems to, not the Mishnah, the Gemara seems to limit it to El Bayer Maim Chaim Belvad. That's only referring to well water. The Eim Behema, I mean, or running water, well water, the Eim Behema, if it's an animal, Mali Chaim, Mali Mechnosim, what's the difference if it's running water or if it's water that is sitting still? Answers Gemara, Be'inan midi dechazi l'odom. The Gemara finally defines is that we need something which is suitable for a person to drink. Now the Gemara will want to discuss this point further that we just got done saying about a person. When did we permit this well wards to be used? On Shem. Gufa. The Gemara will discuss it in greater detail to know. It says, Lohutru pasi barois el behem levad. The Gemara, as a quote I said before, it only permitted these well bores except for an animal alone. Aval adam mefatem ve'oilem mefatni ve'yoyred. A person is allowed to climb in, climb up and down and get it. But he himself is not allowed to take a pail, bring up the water and drink it to his house, and bring it to him. But then, and now the Gemara comments. The im hay rechavin, and if it would be wide, afil adam nami, even a person also should be allowed to go down and drink the water. And the Gemara continues, v'lo yimale adam mayim v'yitain lifnei behemto. A person should not fill up the water and place it in front of his animal. What should he do? Aval memalehu v'shafech lifnei behema. What he should do is he should fill up his pail and pour it in front of his animal. V'shoisa mehaleha, and the animal will drink it from itself. But you're not allowed to place the water directly in front of your animal to drink it. So that's. Now the Mara asked a question. Maski fla Ravanan. Ravanan asked a question. The imkain ma ho'il pasi barais. If we're going to require you to take a pail, put it in the trough in front of the animal. So this point the Mara says, what have you gained by using this trough? And it says Gemara, ma ho'il, it does help. L'malos mehen. It does help that you be allowed to fill up the water. Normally, you say you shouldn't be allowed to carry to go and get the water. Noah is saying, take the pail, pour the water in the trough of the animal, and he's allowed to drink. El Mahayil. What does it help? Rosh of Aruba Shal Para. You have the head of the animal and most of the para, of the cow, inside this well's boards. So, and as the Gemara said before, Amar Abaye, this is a special case. And that was a case of, that was Ravnan's Kasha. Hachamai Iskinen, what is this case referring to? Specifically a case. Be'elu ta'amu b'shus harabim. It's talking a case where you had a trout, which is what an animal drinks from, which is standing in a public domain. Gava asara, it has a height of 10 tfachim, which is about 36 inches. Veroich of arba, and has a width of 4. And that we say, Verosha nichlas nei ben hapasim, his head will enter in between the well boards. And as long as he has his roast of his head and his body in, then we permit in this case, and this is how it helps to have the well boards. But as we said before, that's a specific case, but any time when the sages had allowed to put up the specific cases of the well boards, we did allow a person to go in and feed it, draw it, and allow his animal to drink from it. Amar Rav Yirba Amar Rav. Rav Yirba Amar said the name of Rav. Ein Borgin Bebavel. There's a halacha like this that we said before, that if you have these temporary huts, we allowed a city to be extended beyond its initial boundaries. And also, below Pasibros Bechutzorot. We also said before, if in a public domain, if you set up these well boards, we said we allowed individuals, or not just individuals, people were allowed to go into these wells, and as long as the boards were set up and provide water for the animals. But so the question is, did this apply all times? And as we said before, it only applied for those who went up to be mitzvah of olerego. So the Gemara says, you know what? It only applied for those times for those who were allowed to be olerego. However, today, or in the days of the Gemara, it did not seemingly apply. The Gemara will define why is that. Mara says, "Burganu above a lie, to have these huts in Bavel we didn't allow. Why not? The shchichi bidki. Because why? It was common to have water and wind and so on, and it would knock out these huts." And pasi barais b'chutzor loy, to have these wellsprings in outside Ein Israel, no. Why? Delo shechichim esifta. For it was not common to have people traveling to go learn. And as Rashi explains, why not delo shechichim esifta liyos talmidim hochlim me'ir le'ir l'mod Torah. To go, students, from one city to another city to learn Torah, upasi berois lohitru eli loli regalim. And this that we allowed, these well boards were not permitted, only except for those people who went up to go during the holidays to the temple. Look at Yosef ben or of the like, shahochel dvar mitzvah, where they went for a dvar mitzvah. And since outside of the land of Israel, it was not common for Talmidim to disciples to go from one place to another, therefore there was no heter to set up these well boards to allow people to get water from the various sources of water. Aval ibcha avdinan. But the reverse, we would say. And now, ikad amin, the Mara has another, we could go the other way. Ama Rav Yirmiya Baraba Marav. Rav Yirmiya Baraba said the name of Rav. Ein Borgin Upasi Baraos. There's no halacha of these setting up these temporary huts or cities to extend the boundaries. Upasi Baros were to have these boards of wells, Loba Bavel, not in Babylonia, Veloba Chutzlaritz, and not in the outside the land of Israel. And he explains, Burgan Bavel, why don't you have this in Bavel? The Loshchicha Bidki. Because, again, we said before that it's found common these storms which will wreck down these huts. But Chutzlaritz Loi, Namilo, and even Chutzlaritz not, why? The Shihi Ganvi. Thieves were common. Different. So he explains, the Shihi Ganvi, Rashi explains, the Ganvi Lehu, they'll steal them. Hilchach Lechashiv Liyos Batim. In order to extend the boundary of a city, you have to have what's called a workable, an inhabitable area. And the fact that only thieves will inhabit these, that's not called a place which is civil by people, or inhabited by people. Now, Pasei Beros Bavel, Loi, in Bavel, we don't allow, again, to set up these well boards. Why? The Shchicha Maya, because water was very easily accessible. There was no reason to have to set up special places where animals could go drink the water. And also, in Mechusan Ars Nami Loi, and even to allow it to apply in land outside Israel besides Bavel, we don't do it. Why? Delo shechichi mesifta, because it's not common, as we said before, that people travel to go learn yeshiva. Again, and basically the reason for that is that the permissibility of setting up these well boards was only in a case for allowing for dvar mitzvah, and since the dvar mitzvah most applicable was, for example, why would you need such a place as was to go from one to go study Torah or the like, and since it didn't happen, it wasn't a common occurrence, therefore they didn't allow the permissibility to apply. Now the Mara is going to comment on that. Amale Rav Chista Lamari Bered Rav Huna Bered Rav Yirmi Bar Abba. Rav Chista said to Mari, the son of Rav Huna, the son of Yirmi Bar Abba, Amim, they say, Asisa Mirbarnish Leknishna Daniel. We allow people to travel from Barnish to the Shul of Gdaniel. And Rashi explains what was special about the Shul is that this was supposedly when Daniel went to Bavel, that the prophet Daniel prayed this particular place. So there seemed to be a certain sanctity to it. The Havitlasa Parsi, Bishavta. And it was a distance of 3 parsois, which is which is considered outside the limited area, boundary of a city where one's allowed to travel. Asimara, Amai, how were you able to travel there? It's too far to travel when you don't, between two cities without extending the, as you'd say, the Erev Techumen. And so the Mara answers, Samchina Berganim. I relied on these temporary structures to extend the city. Says the Gemara, Hamavuo Davuo Bishmeda Rav. Your grandfather said in the name of Ein Borg in Bavel. There is no permissibility in Bavel. So he went out and he showed them it wasn't just these temporary huts. Nafki va'afule. He went out and he showed him Hana'o Misafta. These will. Rashi explains, Wudam Masafta, Aris Charivais, they were destroyed cities. The Nisharu Sham Mechisas Minabatim, and it was left there, boundary walls from the original housing. Barmin Hasan Perakesim Varim, the Mara says later on Daf Nun Hes. Nafes Shalom Nifritzasa, the Haim Masevis Kever, Misarva Im Ha'ir, that we do part of a graveyard, we do extend their city. Afal Pishaino Mayas Mamish, it's not a real house. So he says, he showed him these houses which had one time been inhabited, and it was Mivlam Mishim Amav Shirayim. And it had been absorbed into this limitation of 70 and 2/3 Amas of the city. Therefore, one was allowed to travel there and not be a problem of going outside the boundary on Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues. Rav Chista said, Darish Marim Bar Mar. Now the Gemara is going to go from its laws to next discuss Agada to passages. And so Rav Chista said, the Darish Marim Bar Mar explained, May Dichsiv, what is the following pasuk that we say in Psalms? L'chol techal re'isi keitz mitzvotzecha me'od. To all things I see an end. There's a re'isi I see an end. But rechava mitzvah me'od. Your mitzvahs are very long. Meaning that he doesn't see an end to it. Davar zeh amar David. This thing, David of Melech, King David said, "Velo pirish." He didn't explain it. Then the Mara will bring Amr Iyov. Job said it, "Velo pirishu." He did not explain it. Amr Yechezkel, "Velo pirishu." Yechezkel also, the Mara will bring a quote, and also does not explain what does this concept mean that certain things have an end, but mitzvahs or Torah Hashem does not have an end to it. Ad Shabai Zechariah ben Edo, until it comes along, Zechariah the son of Edo uperishu and explained it. So the Mara continues. Amr David. David said, "Velo perishu," and did not explain, as it says, "Dichsiv lechol techalere isi kates." For all things I see have an end, but rechavo, the length of mitzvahs ma'od is continuous. So again, when it came to a davar of mitzvah or Torah, they were unable to see an end to it. Comes along Job. Amru Iro Velo Pirisho. Job came along and also didn't explain it. Dichsiv in the pasuk says, Arucha Meiras Mida. Its length is from the land of its measurement. Rechava Mina Yam. It is wider than many seas. Again, it defines something which does not have an end. Amru Yechezkel. Yechezkel comes on Velo Pirisho and does not explain it. Dichsiv in it explains. The Yifros Osa Lefanai, and he spread in front of me Viksubo, and it was written Panim V'Ahor, inside and outside. The Kasu V'Letin, and he wrote on it Kinim V'Higa V'Hi. The Mara will explain later on what Kinim is a lamentation, and praises, and happiness. So the Mara explains Kinim, what's lamentation, Zuparnusam Shal Tzadikim. This is the punishment of the righteous. Ba'olam Hazeh, in this world. V'chein hu oimer, and so it says, ki na hu, he. A lamentation is, v'konineha, and it's a mourning. V'hagai zu ma'atzacharen shal sarim tikim lasolavai. This is the reward of righteous in the world to come. V'chein hu oimer, and so it says, alai higayon v'chinor. Upon me the harp sings. Vihi and Vahai Zuhi Parnusal Shal Rishayim Lasalovo is a punishment of the wicked in the world to come. Vahain who Aimer and so it, or Lasal in the future. Vahain who Aimer and so it says, Have al Have, it passed Tavel at Ashavah until it shall come. Anshavai Zechariah ben Edo v'perishu and come along with Zechariah and explain what is this thing referring to that has, these people cannot see the end. And as Harbin explained, Dichsiv as a pasuk writes, "Vayomer Eli," and he said to me, "Ma taraya?" What Hashem says, so "What do you see?" Va'amar, and he says, "Ani raya megila, I see a scroll. Apar archa esrim ba'ama. Its length is 20 cubits. V'raba asr ba'ama, and its length is 10 cubits. V'chipashtala, and when he stretches it out." Have Yallah Esrim V'Esrim, it's 20 by 20. V'Ksiv, he has written K'suv upon V'Achor, inside and outside. V'Hi Kapalta Lay, and we totally switch it, Kama Havyah, how much is it? Arbaim V'Esrim, it's 40 by 20. V'Ksiv, and it's written, Mimada B'Shalamayim V'Shamayim V'Zeres Taichen. When you measure it, and it goes up, water and the heavens with the measurement of Zeres, which we'll explain. Zeres is half of a Tefach. Nims we find kol ha'olam kulu echad mishloshes alafim u'saim b'tayra. we find out that the whole world is equal to 1,200 of Torah. So Rashi explains, it's too interesting, the Marsha explains, as we start off, there are four people saw it, and only the fourth was able to explain what it is. So the Marsha explains this is going on different understandings of Torah. He explains David HaMelech was talking about a pshat, the simple explanation. That Iyo was talking about the drasha, the more involved discussions of and deeper explanations of the verses. Comes along Yechazkel and says, he said, "Lifnei Achav Reikam." So that's going on a third level of deeper explanation of the Torah of Maaseh Bereishis, and comes along Yechazkel and finally tells us Maaseh Merkava. And how do we get to this explanation that the world is 1,3200 of Torah? So Rashi explains. Midas ha'olam, the measurement of the world. Chati ama al chati ama. There's a half an ama and half a cubit and half a cubit. Say v'chashev, let's go and count. Kama chati ama chati ama. How much is a half a cubit and half a cubit? Yesh megil, that there was in the scroll. V'timsa, and you'll find shloishis alafayim l'sayim. There's 3,200. Kei tzadase, what do you do? To go and take it. Asay, take me, yesim ama. Make from 20 amas, roich ritzuas, you take a length of a strip, sharoch of chati ama, of the length of a half of a cubit, harikan arbaim ritzuas, you now have 40 strips, lakol echas arbaim ama, l'arka shamagillah, and each one is 40 amas to the length of the scroll, which is hari elef is shalesh me'os, you have 1,600 Orech of its length, which is Shehain, which is 1600, and the Zeres is half of that. So 1600 times 2 is Shehain Shlosh Alafim Umachsayim Zerasos. That'll be altogether 3,200 Zerasos. The Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista now continues. Darish Mar Bar Mar. Mar explained. My Dichsiv. With the explanation of the verse, v'hinei behold, shenei duay tenenum, I have two vats of figs. Mo'adin lefanai heichel Hashem, they're pointed in front of me in the house of the Lord. Dud echad te'enim tovus ma'od. One of these vats had in it very beautiful figs, like the first figs, which are very quick to ripen. And the second one had in it very bad tainim. Asher l'ta'onim e'roya, and I wouldn't eat it because it was so bad. The Mara explains. Te'aim ta'ay hataivas, the good, te'aim elu tzadim gemurim. These are the completely righteous people. And te'aim ra'ayis elu shayim gemurim. And the rotten te'aim, these are the wicked people. Vishema ta'imar. And perhaps you will say, Avad Savarum Ubatal Sichuyam, it's nullified their logic and nullified the number. Tamuloimer Hadaduim Nasinreyach. The Judaim, they even nevertheless, they give forth a wonderful fragrance. The Mar explains, Elu ve'elu asidin sheyitnu reyach. These in the future will, even the people who were not so righteous will give forth a pleasant fragrance. Basically, the Marsha explains that this is going on before the destruction of the first temple. So at first, the tzaddikim, as we know, the exile took place in two parts. About 11 years before the actual destruction of the temple, many tzaddikim left Eretz Yisrael and went up to Bavel. And then later on, with the king, right before Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple, or as he destroyed the temple, a second wave of people went. And these second wave people were people who were not so righteous. Nevertheless, the Navi tells us that even though they weren't tzaddikim, they're still full of fragrance, because as Amara says in Chagiga, the Jews are compared to a pomegranate. The language, Afil Rekena Shabo, even the empty ones of Mali Kemitzos Karimon, the full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of seeds. So, and that's telling that even the Rishayim will not be destroyed, because they also have upon them some type of merit. Namara continues, Darish Rava. Rava explains, Ma'inich Si, what is Pshat in the following verse? Hadudayim Nasu Reyach. And the violets will translate, give forth a fragrance. Eilu Bachura Yisrael. These are the single men of Jews. Shaloi Tamo Tamchet. That they never tasted a taste of sin. Va'al Pischenu. And on the openings, call Megadim, or all the delights. Eilu Benois Israel, these are the daughters of Israel. Shumagidus Pischehim Balehim, that they tell their husbands that they, Rashi explains, Kushurs Pischehim, that they were bound their openings, so Sorach Balehim, towards their husbands. She'ena Nivalos Acherim, that they never had relations with anybody else other than their husbands. And the other explained, Lashon Acher, Shaguru Pischehim Balehim Chadot, that they bound their openings to their husbands. Rashi says, what's the other explanation? Rashi explains, Shemagidim Pisehum Kishroi Dam, they tell their, that when they became what's called a Nida, Shiroi Dam, when they see blood, Omer Sobaila, they tell her, their husbands, a Yifresh Mimena, and he separates from her. So, obvious question is, what is the, if a woman, the Torah says a person, for example, has relations with a Nida, someone who's, the halacha is, as a chiv karis on it. So what kind of praise is that when they see blood and they tell their husband to separate? So the Sanafarshan explained, it doesn't mean when her period comes, but it means that later on, the rabbis come along, which you will see, that even if a person sees a drop of blood, the halacha is that Rabbanan came along and said that one has to separate from his wife. And this is an extra praise to the valor of the Jewish women. That it's a drop of wood, and maybe you could say the drop came from some other thing. Nevertheless, maybe it came from a bird, maybe it came blood from a cut or something. Nevertheless, she still tells her husband, and they abstain from having relations. This is a tremendous zechus for Klal Yisrael. Now the Gemara continues. Chadashim gam yishodim, new, also old. Dodai sefanti lecha, my beloved, I look towards you. Amra kenes Yisrael in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people said to Hashem. It's a beautiful explanation of verses in Shir Hashirim, which talks about the beloved relationship between the Klal Yisrael has with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So again, Amru HaKnesen Yisrael of Nehakosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people say to God, Ribbono Sha'olam, Master of the Universe, Harbe Gezuriz Gazartia Alatzmi, Yaisa Mimasha Gazartia Alai. Many decrees we have decreed upon myself, more than what you decreed upon me, Vikiyamta, and we fulfill them. So that it fits in very nicely that the pshat that we just said, that for example, when a woman what's called a kesem, a woman sees on her a spot of blood without any the term is hargasha without it, and nevertheless the Rabban came along and said in such a case one has to be stringent not to abstain from relationship, even though it's not the law of the Torah, but yet the rabbis came along and made such an enactment and the Jewish people willingly accept it. And we say this to God here, look, we made more than you've made upon us, and for that is a tremendous merit for the Jewish people. Amar le Rav Chista lahu mirabanan. Rav Chista said to this one of the students, the rabbis, the Havikamasara Gata Kamei, who was arranging the storytelling of the Gemara in front of him. Mi shumia lechachadash and gam yishani mahu. Did you hear when he says new also what? What's going on? So Amar Lehi heads back. You know what is going on? Eilu Mrs. Kalos ve Eilu Mrs. Chamurus. These are the lenient commandments and these are the stringent commandments. Amar Lehi asked the Gemara. Ichi Torah pam in nitna. Was the Torah given more than one time that you can say these are new and these are old? It seems to be the Torah was all given where? On Sinai. So how can you say the new one is also old? In the Kalos of Chamurus, we see this term is used whereby Ruth and Naomi, when they discuss when Naomi with Ruth when she wants to convert. So we learn out from that we tell simple mitzvahs, which are the easier mitzvahs, and Chamor are the more stringent mitzvahs, meaning in their punishments. So the Mara continues. Again, was the Torah given at different times? Ella. Halalim divrei Torah, halalim divrei Sofrim. These, the old laws, are the laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe in Sinai. Halalim divrei Sofrim, and the new laws are the rabbinical doctrines that the rabbis later added on, which has its tacit approval from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Darish Rava. Rava explained, Ma'idich Siv. What's the explanation of the Pasuk? In Kohelis. The Yosem Yehenu Bini Hizahir. More from these, my sons, be careful. Asos from Harbor, the doers of many books. Or so Mara explains. Bini, my son, Hizahir B'Divrei Torah. So from Yosem B'Divrei Torah. Be more careful in the words of the sages, more than the words of the Torah. Why? Shedivrei Torah Yesh Ma'hen Asay V'Lo Sasay. The words of Torah have positive and negative commands. However, divrei Sofrim, the words of the rabbis, kol oivel divrei Sofrim chayiv misa. Whoever transgresses on the words of the rabbis is punishable by death. Shema Taimer, you may want to say, a person might want to say, what do you mean? The rabbi said, how could there be a punishment of death? Is it written anywhere? If that's the case, why wasn't it written explicitly in the Torah? So Amar, he says, no, Kruk, the Pasuk says, Asas Sfarim Heba. Ain Kates. The Pasuk says, the Sofrim who do, there is no, you have no end, meaning that if a person transgresses the words of the rabbis, he's punishable by death. So the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva explains, how could it be that the words of the sages are more chomer than the words of the Torah? So Rabbeinu Yonah says a very beautiful explanation. And he says like this, he says, the words of the sages are what guides us. And if a person is not willing to listen to those who guide us, who's going to correct a person from his mistakes? Therefore, whoever transgresses or belittles the words of the sages, therefore, that's why his punishment is by death. Amar Rapap, the Mark says, Ulaheg Harbe Yagis Basar. The moral of the following, what's going on? Amar Rapap of Rei Rav Adabar Adabishmeda Rav Achabar Ula. Rapapa and the son of Rav Adabarava said the name of Rav Achabar Ula. Melame is come to teach us, Shakol play Hamalig al Divhaychamin Nido Mesos for Sachas. Whoever belittles the words of the sages is judged with hot excrement. The moral is going to say, what do you mean? Masi La Rava.
Rava asks, Mi kasiv la'ag? Is it written la'ag? Lamed ayin gil, who makes fun? La'ag. It's written with a hey, kasiv. So that can't be what it means. Ela kol hoge b'hen tam basar. If a person toils in Torah, he tastes the taste of meat. So Rashi will explain two things. First of all, why is it that a person that makes fun of the sages gets such a terrible punishment of hot excrement? So basically the explanation is follows. Excrement is something which not only smells bad, it's horrible. So it's repulsive. So because you make fun of those who are the guardians of the law, not only are you punished with a punishment, but you punish with such a thing that everybody knows why it's such a repulsive thing. And that's why the punishment who makes fun of the sages is given hot excrement. And then it continues, what is it? Rashi explains, what's a tam basar? So Rashi says, just like every time you chew a piece of meat, it has a flavorable taste to the individual that chews it. So to a person who toils in Torah, each time he toils in it, it gives him a great flavor. Tanu Rabbana and the rabbis learn. Ma'isa Rabbi Akiva, the story of Rabbi Akiva, Shaya Chavish, Bebeis Asurim, that Rabbi Akiva was captured in jail. The Romans held him captive, and for learning, for teaching Torah to the masses. Vahaya Rabbi Yossi Hagarsi Misharso. Yeshua Hagarsi was the one that served him. And what happened? B'chol Yom Vayom, each and every day, Ha'machnisim Lo Maim Memida. He brought him water in a measurement. Yomecha Matzah Oshom Bebeis Asurim. The guard of the prison caught him. Amar Lo. He said to him, Hayyim, today may mecha merubim. Your water is a lot. Shema lachto beta surmata sarech. You've come to, well, not only to dig out of jail with this water, you need so much. So what did this Rasha, this wicked man of the jail, Shafa chatzayin. He poured out half. Venosun chatzayin, and he gave him half. Kishabois of Akiva, when he came in front of Akiva, Amarlo, Yehoshua, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Eina ta yodeya shezakinani? Don't you know I'm an old man? V'chai ta'alun v'yachayecha. My life is dependent on your life. V'sach li kol ausa ha'ma'ara. Tell me all that happened. Amar lo, he said to me, Ten li mayim. Give me water. Ma'aseh, what should I do? Excuse me. She'at ta'yana, I can wash my hands. Not to drink, but to wash his hands. Amar lo, he said to Lishtais, Ein magin. I don't need to drink. Litol yaduch magin. I need to wash my hands. Amar lo, he said to Maase shechayav in lihamisa. What can I do that if I don't wash my hands, I'm chay misa? And he says, Mutav, because the Chachamim came along and said, before a person eats bread, he has to wash his hands to tilsi yadayim. That's what he wanted this water for. So he says, Mutav amas mitzas atzmi, it's better that I should cause the death of myself, v'lo ever al das chaveirai. And I do not transgress on the knowledge of my friends, the Rabbanim. Amru loy. And they said to him, lo tam kolum, I did not taste anything ad shehevi lo mayim, until water was brought, v'nal to yodav, and he washed his hands. Kishasham hacham v'davar, when the Chaim heard this, Amru said, Ma, v'sikenusu, by an old man, Rekiva was 120 years old, and said, Kach yadus al kalkansu kama. So to a person that he has to be careful in the words of the sages. V'kama, uma b'beis hadesurin, kach, and if he's so careful, he's in prison, he could die. Shalom b'beis al kas kama, so much so, not in the prison, a person has to be careful. So everybody asks a question, if he was going to die, or why know that he was going to die? So basically, the Benayada explains that every day his life, he was on close to death. But as long as he ate, he had enough strength to survive the punishment of, he had this metal sword at his back, around his neck. And when he didn't have if he wouldn't have washed his hands, he wouldn't have enough strength, and it could be that very next time he would have died from the sword that had been placed at his neck. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel B'shah, Shetikin Shalom Aruvin Tzlusiyadayim. At the time, originally, the King Solomon established the mitzvah of Erevin, this that we do, the Masech, this call that we set up to allow people to carry. using by means of an eruv until see a dime, and before eating that we wash our hands. Yatzo baskol v'amar, a heavenly echo went out and said, "Bini, my son, im chachma libcha yismach libi gamani, if the wisdom of your heart, your heart rejoices, gamani, so do I," says HaKadosh Baruch, says God. V'aymer, and it says, "Chachma bini, wise my son, v'sameach libi, my heart rejoices, v'ashiv echerfai, and I will be able to answer those who blaspheme me." Chafei davar. Darish Rava. Rava explained, "My, what's pshat? Dichsi in the pasuk says, Licha daidi, go out, my beloved, neite hasara, go out into the field. Laninu b'kfarim, we lay down in the cities. Nashkin l'kravim, we get up early to the vineyards. Near we'll see. In parchach hagefen, if the vine opens. Pesach hasmadar, if the unripe grape opens up. Heinisu harimonim sham, if the pomegranates blossom. Sham et tenis dodi, there I will give to my beloved, to you. Lecha dodi go, to do lecha, to my beloved, to you." So he explained, "Lecha dodi, we go out, my beloved, neite hasada, we go out into the field." Again, Shashim talks about the relationship Hashem has with the Jewish people. The Jewish people say to Hashem, "Ribbono shel Olam, Hashem, al tideni ki yesh krachim, don't judge me like those who dwell in the cities." And Rashi explains this going on Edom. Sheyesh behem gezel, they have thieving, varayas, they practice incestuous relationships. Vishuashav, they like Vishuashaker, they make false oaths. And they and shua shaker, different types of false oaths. Neitzei haseda, go out in the field. What does that mean? Baraka, I will show you. Talanei hachamim, the wise scholars, she'oisim b'tayra, mitoch hadchak, that they go involve themselves in Torah from a lack of having parnasa. Gilini b'kfarim, nalini b'kfarim. And Mark says, "Al tik b'kfarim, don't read in the seats, el b'kfarim, those the deniers. Bar Re'aka Osam, I will go and I'll show you. Hashbar Lehem Taiva, Hashem says, I give these people a good blessing. Zehain Kafru Becha, and they deny you. And they deny you, Hashem. Nashkin Lekramin, go out to the vineyards. Eli Bati Kanisas Bati Midrashas. These are the shuls and the house of study. Nira, it appears. In Parhagefen, if the vine sprouts. Eli Bal Mikra. These are the people who learn the scriptures. Pesach Hasambar opens up the small grape. Eilu b'ayim mishnah, those who learn to the mishnayos, hey nitzrimonim, that the pomegranate ripens. Eilu b'ayim gemara, these who learn to gemara. Sham utames dodi lechayach kavodi, go there, my beloved, to you I will show kavodi, my honor, the godali, and my greatness. Shvach b'ni u'benosai, the praise of my sons and my daughter. So Hashem says, Klal Yisrael, you or who I have delight and pleasure from. Amar Rav Hanuna. Rav Hanuna says, "My Nechsev." What's the verse in the following verse, the explanation? Ayidaber shloshet alafim mashal, and he said 3,000 parables. Vehi shiro chamisha of elef, and it was his song 1,005. Malam hitish amar shloimo al kol davar davar shal Torah. King Solomon said on each and every word of Torah, Shloi Shalafim Mashal, 3,000 parables, and I'll call Dov Vedav Shal Sofrim, Chamisha Ve'elef Ta'amim. And on each word of the rabbis, or the script of the prophets, and so on, he said 1,005 incantations of the notes. Darish Rava Ma'yachsiv, Rava explained in the following verse, Ve'yos Hashachol Hacham Oy Limei Dasa Sa'am. More than it was Kohelis, who was the name of Shlomo HaMelech, was wise further to teach the nation the knowledge of the people. Oizen Nechike Tikin Mishalim Harbe. And we'll explain what this is. Limei Dasas Ha'am, wisdom he taught the knowledge of the people. The Agmarei B'Sonai Tahamim, that he taught them the cantal notes, how to recite the scriptures. The Esvara B'Mai Demamilei, and explains on what was similar to it. Ezen Chikir Tikim Mishalim Harbe. What does that mean? Amar Ula, Amar Rav Elazar. Rav Ula said, Originally, the Torah was like a basket which had no handles. Ad Sheba Shleima, until King Solomon came, and he made for it handles. And this is the words of how he came along and established the halachas of Erevin and the laws of washing one's hands. That through these mitzvahs, it protected the Jewish people and gave them specialness that Klai Yisrael is able to have merit until this very day.